Fluffy Snuggles by Siobhan Hazel. Pairing, Scorpius and Albus Severus.
Silvery blonde hair, dusted with soot, popped out of the flue. But it was a sight so commonplace that Lily Luna didn't even look up from her book. She just continued to swing her legs and turn the pages as bright lemony sunlight lit up her hair like summer sangria. Scorpius cast a flourishing dust-up spell on himself and beamed at her.
I did that one right proper, didn't I? I'm getting so good at household spells. Dad isn't fussed about that. He keeps saying I just need to focus on my N-E-W-T's.
He interrupted himself with a chuckle.
But I think it's great, don't you, Lily?
She rolled her green eyes and shrugged, adjusting her book to shield her face, signaling the end of their exchange. Scorpius' recent 17th birthday marked Lily Luna's third time having to deal with the boys in her life as they fumbled their way into adulthood. As James, Albus, and now Scorpius reveled in the newfound freedom to practice magic outside of Hogwarts, she found herself once more an unwilling observer to their overexcitement. Each of them had acted like they just stumbled upon a new flavor of Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans. Unfazed by her cold shoulder, Scorpius said,
Right then, up to see Albus.
Dabbing at a spot of soot he had missed on the cuff of his elegant navy and beige summer robes, he zipped out of the room. Scorpius took the stairs two at a time, an easy feat with his long, lanky legs. Both he and Albus were still not confident with operating, and besides, he had a lot of excited energy to blow off. Scorpius dived around Ginny on the landing with a,
Hi, Mrs. Potter!
She was levitating a laundry basket and gasped as Scorpius' hip thwacked against a small decorative table holding a picture frame, which promptly crashed to the floorboards. Scorpius gasped too, a hand flying to his mouth and his pale eyebrows creasing apologetically.
Oh darn, sorry Mrs. Potter. No, let me. I'll fix it right up.
Ginny sighed through a grin as she watched Scorpius excitedly use Reparo on the frame. It drifted up into the air and he caught it. With a tender expression, he smoothed long pale fingers over the glass, cherishing the photo. In it, two young parents, barely 20 years of age, were cradling a squirming baby with dark black hair and green eyes. The note below read, Spring, 1981. Scorpius looked fondly at the photo. Both Albus and his dad have James Potter's green eyes and his wild dark hair. But don't you think there's just the slightest difference in the shade of black? Albus has his grandmother's rich black sheen, wouldn't you agree? Ginny let the laundry float itself downstairs. She chuckled.
If you say so.
James Tangles look extra crazy next to Lily's long, straight hair, right?
Lily's gorgeous black hair makes her so beautiful in all the photos, like a Japanese princess. Scorpius nodded and set the picture frame back in its rightful place.
Grandma Lily's family moved to England in time for her to attend Hogwarts, though, right?
Right, but you know that. You boys have collected as many old photos of Albus' grandparents in their Gryffindor robes as you could.
Scorpius laughed, as if caught in a humorous lie. Then he stepped forward and courteously pressed a kiss to Ginny's cheek.
Anyway, as always, thank you for having me over. Or, arigato.
With that, Scorpius whirled and burst through the door into Albus' room.
Hello, my sweet,
he chorused as a greeting. Albus was lying on his bed wearing just a cream t-shirt and gray joggers, holding a quill and scritching words into a notebook. He was immediately distracted by Scorpius and raised his head with a displeased twist to his mouth.
I asked you not to call me that too loudly. Even Dad was teasing me about it.
Scorpius pressed the door closed by leaning up against it and his silver eyes narrowed in a way that was both pleased and mischievous in a typically Malfoy way. Albus swept his study materials off the bed with a wave of his wand and jumped up. He approached Scorpius, murmuring with a certain begrudging shyness to his voice.
Mostly I just love you, and the fact that you want to give me silly nicknames at all.
Albus stretched up to bridge the height gap and pressed their lips together affectionately. Scorpius enthusiastically responded by sweeping his lanky arms around Albus, squeezing as he deepened the kiss. This was a far better way to expend excess energy, much better than dashing upstairs anyway. Albus was leaning against him so delectably, pressing Scorpius back against the door. His body was thrumming with joy, as if the bass of a song was playing inside his belly. They'd seen each other yesterday, too, but that hardly mattered. He wanted to be touching his boyfriend every moment. When Scorpius was nearly satiated by the kisses, he nudged Albus away so he could drink in the sight of his cheeks, lips, nose, eyes. Scorpius cupped both sides of Albus' face and beamed his usual foolish smile.
I still can't get over how you have your father's brilliant emerald eyes and his wild hair. But otherwise, your adorable face looks so much like your Grandma Lily's.
Albus arched an eyebrow, attempting to shrug off the compliment as he chided.
I'm only a quarter Japanese, you know. I've never even been to Japan. I don't even think I've met a Japanese person. And you hate raw fish,
Scorpius teased. Albus nudged his forehead onto Scorpius' collarbone.
You know, I'm not a child anymore, so I don't really care about the fact that, minus the scar, I look practically identical to the great Harry Potter.
Scorpius squeezed him tightly again and got his fingers caught in the messy, ink-black hair.
I know, I know. I apologize for going on about it.
Scorpius led Albus over to the bed with its forest green duvet, and they both flopped down on it. He returned to the futile effort of running his hands through Albus' locks, fingers snagging on the little tangles.
I guess I'm still just excited about the Japan thing, what with recent development.
Albus puffed out a breath of laughter.
Right, there is that.
Scorpius managed to resist touching Albus for a few moments so that he could reach below his light summer robes to extract a small silver parcel wrapped in black silk ribbon.
I got you a present.
Emerald eyes widened.
What? It's not my birthday for ages. I just thought of you.
Scorpius' mouth was twisted like he wanted to hold back the widest, most pleased grin the world might ever see.
Well, go on, open it.
Albus didn't really need to be goaded. He tore his nails roughly through the wrapping and pulled out a metallic keychain. Another laugh escaped him.
Scorpius, it's adorable. Is it from a cartoon or something?
The keychain's character had a large, circular head and rounded brown ears. At first glance, Albus almost thought it was a bear, but the dark markings around the fitted, blue, chibi eyes made him realize what animal it actually was. Of course, the character had a striped, rounded tail, too, which popped out from under its teal shirt.
It's from a Muggle video game called Animal Crossing,
Scorpius exclaimed with a barely contained burst of enthusiasm.
I think all video games are Muggle,
Albus pointed out while turning the colorful keychain over in his hands.
There are rumors that Wixen work at Game Freak. How else could Pokemon be so alluring and profitable despite the childish gameplay?
Scorpius grinned at his own joke. Albus just rolled his eyes dramatically.
His name is Tom Nook,
Scorpius added, He poked the character dangling from Alba's fingers, then snatched up both his boyfriend's hand and the keychain wrapped in it.
You only have one guess as to what animal he is. And if you're wrong, I get unlimited access to fluffy snuggles.
Albus looked Scorpius right in the eyes, hiding a ridiculous love-struck grin as he impishly guessed,
he's a bear. No, 0 points for Slytherin.
Scorpius scooped Albus up and drew him in for a hug as they lay there on the bed. Albus laughed as Scorpius ruffled his hair.
These tangles are almost, but not quite, furry enough. Come on, Albus, you lost. Get on with it.
Albus gave a fake, beleaguered grimace that involuntarily went back to a smile within seconds. He closed his eyes to concentrate, exhaling a slow breath. In a melting whirl of magic, the young man in Scorpius' arms morphed down into a compact bundle of soft, tawny fur, curled up on the covers beneath the crook of Scorpius' arm.
The bright green eyes were precisely the same shade as Albus' human eyes. They blinked up at Scorpius above the petite, furry snout of a small canid. He looked somewhat like a stout, chubby sepia fox with darkish fur around each eye. The Tom Nook keychain had fallen on the bed when Albus' hands turned into paws, and Scorpius plucked it up. He dangled it in front of Albus' black nose, exclaiming,
"You're both tanuki!"
Albus leapt into the small of Scorpius' chest and curled into his bushy tail, nipping affectionately at Scorpius' chin. Letting go of the keychain, Scorpius plunged his hands into the plush fur of his boyfriend's animagus form and sighed happily.
Ugh, fluffy furry snuggles.
Wriggling with joy, Scorpius delighted in petting Albus. After a while, he snatched his wand back up and called,
"Akio camera."
From a desk, Albus' modern Polaroid camera flew up into Scorpius' hands.
"Can't we take a selfie?"
Albus hesitated before squeaking a yip of approval. Scorpius remained sprawled across the duvet on his back, holding the camera awkwardly above them. With his free hand, he found the keychain and spent a while positioning both it and them so they might take a decent shot. Albus growled impatiently.
"All right, all right."
With a flash, Scorpius finally took a photo. As it whirred out of the camera, Scorpius sat up. The bed shifted as Albus transformed back into a human.
"I'm not retaking that if you don't like it." "You're always so mean,"
Scorpius commented in a mild tone, holding the Polaroid close to his face, as if staring at it might help it develop any quicker. He was still fascinated by the Muggle technology which produced these static novelty photos. Albus shook his head slightly as if clearing cobwebs, shoulders drawing up.
"It still feels totally weird to transform back. I'm not used to it." "It's only been 2 months, after all."
Albus turned to Scorpius and gently touched his corn silk hair.
"You really aren't interested in becoming an animagus? You only managed to get permission so easily and so young because you're Harry Potter's son. I don't imagine many people would be very excited about a Malfoy crawling around in animal form."
With a discontented thinning of his lip, Albus said,
"Saw them all. I didn't have any real reason to undergo it, like for my career or anything."
Scorpius tossed the developing photo aside along with the keychain and reached over to wrap both hands on Albus' hips in a loving embrace.
"Your reason is perfect, Albus. It's in loving memory of your grandfather and, what would you call Sirius Black, your grand-godfather? Great dog father,
Albus chuckled.
He did seem great, but we just call him Sirius, or Padfoot. Or if Dad or Uncle Ron are feeling particularly tipsy, Snuffles.
Gesturing as if pinching the stem of a wine glass, Scorpius raised his hand in a faux toast.
To your animagus forefathers, Padfoot and Prawns. I'll kiss to that.
Albus smirked and leaned down to kiss Scorpius, who giggled into it. After they were done appreciating each other with soft lips, Scorpius rubbed Albus' lower back tenderly and asked,
So, how about Nook?
All he got was blinking green eyes and a furrowed brow in reply. So Scorpius elaborated.
For your animagus nickname, Mooney, Padfoot, Prongs, and the new generation, Nook. It makes me sound small. Well, you aren't the tallest bloke in our year.
Albus shifted down to snuggle into Scorpius' chest, almost in the same way he had as a tanuki. Through a happy sigh, he conceded.
I guess it's a better nickname than my sweet.
The end.